BBC News with Sue Montgomery. A jury in New York has ordered Donald Trump to pay $83 million in damages to the writer E. Jean Carroll. The former president was found to have defamed her in 2019. Ms. Carroll said her reputation had been destroyed when he lied about sexually assaulting her nearly three decades ago. Neda Taufik is in New York.
Donald Trump was not there when the verdict was read. The former president has denied ever meeting E. Jean Carroll and has repeatedly called her a liar, including on social media and at his campaign events while the trial was taking place. E. Jean Carroll's lawyer asked the jury to make Donald Trump pay for persistently defaming her client, saying he had acted as if the law didn't apply to him. At that, Donald Trump got up and walked out of the courtroom. He said he would appeal and denounce the case as a witch hunt.
The UN's highest court has issued a provisional order saying Israel must take all necessary steps to prevent acts of genocide in Gaza. Israel has dismissed the case brought by South Africa at the International Court of Justice as false and outrageous. Paul Adams reports.
The court did not agree to South Africa's request for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza, but by large majorities, the court's 17 judges ruled, among other measures, that Israel should do everything in its power to avoid killing Palestinians, causing them serious bodily or mental harm, or imposing measures intended to prevent Palestinian women from giving birth. The measures are designed to make sure that while the judges consider South Africa's fundamental charge against Israel, the Palestinians of Gaza enjoy some measure of protection.
The United States has paused funding for the UN Agency for Palestinians because of allegations that some of its staff were involved in the October the 7th Hamas attacks in Israel. Here's Tom Bateman.
UNRWA says it sacked several staff after Israel passed it information alleging they were involved in the October the 7th attacks. U.S. State Department officials say they are extremely troubled by the claims and are withholding further funding to UNRWA until they're satisfied it's been looked into. The UN agency has a staff of 30,000 and provides health, education, food and welfare for millions of Palestinian refugees. There is a long history of Israel accusing UNRWA of having its facilities exploited by Hamas or some staff sympathizing with the group. The agency routinely says it deals with such problems where they are found.
An oil tanker is on fire in the Gulf of Aden after Yemen's Houthi movement said it had launched missiles at the vessel. US officials say a nearby naval ship is responding. There appear to be no injuries. You're listening to the World News from the BBC. Tens of thousands of people have joined a protest in the Austrian capital Vienna to demonstrate against right-wing extremism. It follows similar demonstrations in Germany after reports about a meeting attended by far-right politicians, including an Austrian activist, where a mass migrant deportation plan was proposed. The protesters in Vienna said they wanted to defend democracy. Two Malaysian men have been sentenced by a US military jury at Guantanamo Bay for their role in the deadly Bali bombings of 2002. The attacks on nightclubs in Indonesia killed more than 200 people, including many foreign tourists. Here's our security correspondent, Gordon Carrera.
Mohammed bin Lep and Mohammed bin Amin were sentenced to 23 years for their role in the 2002 attacks by a jury of military officers. But they will only serve 6 years in detention following a deal in which they agreed to plead guilty and offer further information to prosecutors. They have already been held for nearly two decades at the US military base awaiting trial. A group of British families had made the long journey out to Guantanamo Bay. They read out victim impact statements in which they expressed their pain at the loss they and other family members had experienced.
The White House says it's concerned about the execution of a convicted murderer in the US state of Alabama, which for the first time used suffocation with nitrogen gas. A spokeswoman described it as deeply troubling and said President Biden had broader concerns about the death penalty. There's also been condemnation from the UN and the European Union. Venezuela's Supreme Court has upheld a ban preventing the opposition leader, Maria Corina Machado, from running for president later this year. Ms. Machado had been barred from public office for 15 years for alleged corruption. She says the accusations are politically motivated. BBC News.